Hi, and welcome to the End Computing Buzz. This is Daniel Raskin, your host, and I'm here with my co-host, John Barco. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
And today is actually a special episode of the End Computing Buzz. We have Michael Kleef from Microsoft. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Maybe do you want to give like a quick introduction of who you are so our fans know?
Sure. I'm Michael Kleef. I'm a product manager in the Windows Server and Cloud Division at Microsoft. I've actually been at Microsoft for 11 years, doing a variety of different areas, and here I am now in product management.
Cool. And you're up in Redmond?
I am in Redmond. Yeah, I'm originally from Australia, as you can probably tell from my accent. Spent the first 7 years in Microsoft Australia and then moved to Redmond about nearly 3 years ago now.
Yeah, I hear.
Come join.
I hear Sydney and Redmond are very similar.
I'm not from Sydney, though.
Darn. Okay, I tried. Well, we're really happy to have you on the show. And as many of our fans might know, we have a broad support for the Windows platform with our virtual desktop solutions. And our latest release of products now runs on Microsoft Windows Multipoint Server 2011. So we thought, Michael, we'd use this time to kind of interview you and ask you all about WMS 2011, why it's special, and who it's for, and all that kind of great stuff. So maybe we could just kick it off with you giving us a little bit of detail behind the thinking of WMS 2011 and what's it about.
Good. Yeah. So WMS 2011 is the second version of this product. We actually released WMS 2010 last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was a product where we saw some situations, especially in classrooms, where they wanted an experience that was firstly low cost, and secondly, provided a really focused education experience. Now you could think of WMS 2011 almost like terminal services, but sort of cut down and focused really, at the classroom level. What we also wanted to provide was some different options in some of the client choices. So, for example, we've been supporting now USB clients. We've been supporting a Direct Connect model, which End Computing has got some of their X Series clients under. And we've also got some land-based End clients. So there's actually a fairly big choice there of client choice that you typically don't get in remote desktop services either. So, we just think it's a fantastic product that really delivering really great value, at the classroom level. That gives you a very focused experience, especially for the teacher, that they can see exactly what each student's doing in the classroom. They can go and click on thumbnails. They can see what little Johnny's doing. They can project what little Johnny's doing to the rest of the class so that the rest of the class can benefit from something they may like. The teacher can even just, blank all the screens and say, eyes on me, so that they can gain the attention of the class. So, what it really does is it allows the teacher, especially in the academic segments, to focus more on teaching rather than struggling with technology.
Mm-hmm. And so when you talk about the vertical, you mentioned teachers and schools and classrooms. Is WMS only focused on education, or does it focus on other verticals as well?
Well, it's predominantly focused on education. When we developed the product, that's really the segment we're thinking of. We have expanded now the licensing terms because, we do see other applications. For example, I've actually had some questions from enterprise customers who basically go, this sort of product would be great for like our classroom labs, for functional training in a business. So, we saw situations like that and thought, there'd actually be a good experience for them also, as well as, some other situations or scenarios where, customers really need a low-cost, thin client kind of model of shared computing.
Right. So it's essentially what we're saying is when you license or buy Windows Multipoint Server 2011, you're getting an operating system essentially with all the terminal services stuff included so that you can have a shared computing model.
Yeah, and it's a great turnkey experience too. So, I guess one of the difficulties, especially, educational small businesses struggled with is, this concept of, okay, I've now installed Windows Server, now what do? Oh, I've got to now struggle and try and get all these roles installed. And, so there's been quite a difficulty, especially where they didn't have, enterprise IT pro skills in starting up like a full Windows Server 2008 R2 deployment with remote desktop services.
Right.
What WMS gives straight out of the box is, you know, a really clean experience where customer can literally install the product. They follow a couple of wizards, and it's all configured and ready to go. They can literally just plug and play everything else in, and okay, great, we're ready to go. And that ready-to-go experience is really appealing, especially for customers who don't have in-house IT skills, you know?
Right. So very vertical-focused in that sense. And then in terms of the number of users that can share an OS, how many is that?
Okay, so we've got two different SKUs. We've got Windows Multipoint Server 2011 Standard Edition, and we've also got a Premium Edition. Now, the Standard Edition can support up to 10 users concurrently. The Premium Edition can actually support up to 20 users. Now, the other little differentiation there on the Standard and Premium is the Standard Edition doesn't do domain join, which you know can be perfectly fine in a classroom situation. And the Premium Edition does support domain join. So if a school or a business, for example, does actually have you know their own existing domain network, they can absolutely just join this up to that network and, you know, all the users who are members of that network can now gain access to the multipoint server.
Cool. And so you mentioned this a little bit before, but just to be clear, when I buy WMS, does that mean like things like CALS and all that kind of stuff is included? I don't have to think about that? Or do I still go and I license that stuff separately? Or it sounds like it's more of a bundle in that case where I don't have to kind of think of the piece parts.
Well, it really just depends how you buy it. You know, if you buy it... You can buy it all as one go. So if you buy it through, you know, an OEM manufacturer, for example, you can buy the server, and then as you buy the thin clients, the CALs are attached to those thin clients. So there is a server and CAL model.
Okay.
It just depends how you're purchasing it, because we actually have, you know, two main channels we sell through, one which is our OEM channel, and the other one's through our volume license channel. We actually have volume license, you know, open pricing. For both standard and premium. And then the CALs can fall under that too. So it really just depends how you're buying it. If you're buying it through OEM, the CAL's usually attached. If you're buying it through VL, that's you know, obviously a separate thing.
Got it. And then, you know, a common question at End Computing is, you know, we support both your Windows Server 2008 R2 and Windows Multipoint Server 2011 among other Microsoft platforms as well. But, you know, a common question is kind of the segmentation of when do I go down one road versus the other. What do you guys tell customers when you're asked that question?
Do you mean in terms of standard versus premium?
No, in terms of when I would use Windows Multipoint Server versus Windows Server 2008 R2.
Oh, right. Actually, you know, I'd like to broaden that a little further too.
Okay.
So when we think of, you know, desktop choices here, you know, there's actually three choices, you know, how do I deliver a desktop? Firstly, obviously Windows 7.
Yep.
You know, the rich desktop for customers who have, you know, I need mobility, you know, Windows 7 is going to be king. If I need full power of a machine, Windows 7 is going to be the best choice. So the personal one-to-one computing model obviously is something that customers should absolutely still continue to look at. Out of the other two models, you know, remote desktop services has had a lot of maturity over a long period of time, with, you know, several releases, you know, dating back to the late 90s. Though there's been an increasing level of complexity in the product that if you don't have enterprise IT pro skills, it can be quite difficult to go and deploy, you know, a solution like that.
Mm-hmm.
That said, that platform has the ability, because there is no, like, 20-user limits because of the way that the architecture works focused around land-based thin clients, it means you can scale up to hundreds of users. And, of course, you've got to, you know, spec your hardware appropriately to be able to scale to hundreds of users. But I guess what I'm saying here is there's a higher level of complexity, you know, and obviously cost into deploying an IT full remote desktop services solution than, say, a multipoint solution, which you can put on, you know, other existing hardware that you have, or obviously the best experiences if you buy it, you know, with a new PC. But, you know, that turnkey out of box, it's easy, it's quick. I don't have to worry about installing roles. I don't have to muck around with anything. I just literally switch it on, put my computer name in, you know, put in a few users, install some apps, and I'm going. You know, that's it. I just plug everything else in, you know, including your X series devices, plug them in, and off I go. You know, it's a really great experience.
Right.
So,
Michael, yeah, one of the things that I've heard with WMS 2011, you know, that goes along with the theme of simplicity and ease of use is multi-point manager. Can you talk about that a little bit and what value it brings?
Yeah, multi-point manager is something we worked hard on for this release, and I think that's probably one of its biggest differentiators also over remote desktop services. Multi-point manager is a single console for managing everything about the box. So when I want to add users, I go to the multi-point manager and I add some users. If I want to see all the stations in the environment, you know, I say up to 10 or 20 stations, depending on which SKU you have, I can monitor all the students in real time so that I can see, you know, that I can see thumbnails of each user. And if there's something I don't like about what one particular user is doing, I can double-click on that thumbnail within the multi-point manager and expand it. I can see what they're actually doing and go, hang on a second, I don't really like what you're doing there. And I can actually block that station. I can choose to limit that station from whatever web content they might be viewing. I can choose to start an application or stop an application on that particular station. And so I've got a lot of, especially if you think of that academic classroom environment, I've got a great degree of control over making sure that as a teacher, I'm in control of what the students are doing. I'm not having to worry about students who, you know, as the teacher turns around, they suddenly minimize everything. I mean, me as a teacher, I see exactly what's going on straight away all the time. I can even see if a student's mucking around and, you know, say disconnecting the mouse and saying their station's broken, because the multi-point manager tells me even something like that a mouse has been disconnected or a keyboard's been disconnected. So there's some basic little diagnostics in there too that at a glance I can see, is everything okay? Okay, yep, everything is okay. I should be fine. So it's got some really good, easy management benefits that allows that teacher to not have to worry about the technology, not have to worry about managing multiple different machines. They manage one machine. All the students, you know, in the classroom are on that one machine. When I install apps or update the machine, it's one machine. I don't have to worry about tons of machines to manage anymore. But now, from that one machine, I can manage all the students, and it's a great experience.
That's a pretty powerful value prop in that you don't have to think about third-party management anymore in terms of those tools. The fact that you have that just as part of the solution, it's all bundled, it's really easy to use, seems like a really, really useful thing.
Yeah. You know, we're seeing some, you know, really good feedback from some of our case studies, too, you know, where the customers are resonating with that value. You know, they just see that as a really valuable piece.
Yeah, so we're actually really excited about WMS 2011. I know we're doing a lot of joint activities with you guys around the world in Latin America and EMEA and APAC, and so we're really excited about it. In case our users don't know, we've actually validated WMS 2011 on all of our different devices. So we actually run on our X and L devices, and then I think we have John, and you can confirm this, that we have a driver only. Support on you?
Yeah, driver-only option. So you're basically using WMS 2011 natively with the U170.
Right.
Just works out of the box.
Yep. Okay, cool. And so our customers can kind of test it out with whatever virtual desktop that they want. And again, it kind of fits our model really, really nicely just in terms of the simplicity of it. It's just really easy to deploy and get everything up and running, and the virtual desktops are easy to deploy and get up and running, and you can get a really nice environment going pretty quickly at a really good price. So we're really excited. So Michael, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us for this podcast. And, you know, we get a lot of questions about this, so to have you join and kind of share some of the insight in terms of how you talk about it and segment it is just really, really useful for our customers and fans.
No problem. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today.
So and with that, John, I know we always like to close with a little bit of focus of what's coming up. I know we have so it looks like we have BriForum roadshows coming up in the United States soon. So we'll be in Detroit and St. Louis at the BriForum VDI seminars. And then John and I were actually in London at BriForum London, which was great. It was great to be in EMEA and talking to different customers. And so a lot of good stuff there in terms of people showing interest in both WMS 2011 and some of the other different virtual desktops that we offer. And so, as always, if you go to our website, you can check out our events and webinars and all the different things that are going on, and we encourage you to go and do that. And with that, Michael, again, thank you for joining us.
Yep, no problem. Thanks for the time.
And John, as always, you are the host with the most. And with that, I bid our fans adieu. So take care. Thank you, everyone.